Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean and the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with Life Support Outreach Church, the Prayer Room Ministry. And we're so thankful today to be back on our radio broadcast on tonight. We're going to do something a little different today. We're going to just talk a little bit, and then we're going to have prayer. We're just going to go in and just talk a little bit about the things that we're going to be doing in the beginning of the year, and then we're going to get off with prayer. We know everybody is kind of under the weather right now, but God knows. God is a healer. So I trust God. I trust him to do the things that he should do for us. And I advise everybody to trust God. So we're going to, I've just been praying about some things that's going to happen starting January. We're going to twice a month, two Sundays out of a month, we're going to have different ones preaching or teaching broadcast. And I will preach, and it's going to be on Sundays. Either you can teach or preach, because it's only an hour, and when it's on Sunday, it's roughly about 20 minutes when you're preaching at the longest, and maybe a half hour when you're teaching or talking about something. So we're going to start this in January. And we're going to start having our services three times a week. That's twice. It's going to be four times altogether. It's going to be 2 days for Bible class, and it's going to be 1 day for prayer, and we're going to have our Sunday service. And I'm doing this because I want everybody, everyone that's under me, to know how to teach or preach or both, so that you can be ready. When you're in the ministry, you're supposed to always be ready. When a person asks you something, or the Lord opened the door for you to do something, you're supposed to be ready. So he got me preparing you. I'm going to prepare you the right way. I'm going to prepare you the right way. So I want everybody to know this, that the beginning of January, not on New Year's, but after New Year's, we're going to get started, because we're going to be in the middle. We're still in the middle of a pandemic, but we're still going to be there in January, even though some of the vaccine or whatever be out. But it'll probably be March or April, even May, when we get to it. So I'm not worried about that. I want to make sure everybody is ready, because I am coming to St. Louis. We will have revivals in St. Louis. We will have conferences in St. Louis and different other places. We're not just going to do it once or twice a year. We're going to do it four or five times a year. And I want everybody to be ready. I want everybody to stand on guard. I want everybody to know how to cast these demons out, or even if not, I want you to know how to cast them down, bind them up so they won't mess with you. So these are things that I've been praying to God about, and the Holy Spirit been giving me instructions. And even the more, he's giving me more instructions. And we're also in a Bible class from the book of Genesis, because I want everybody to say, well, I've read this Bible, or I've studied this Bible, the whole Bible. We want to go through the whole Bible so everybody will know. Everybody can understand this Bible. And starting the beginning of January, we want everybody. It's no more just listening to me. If you have a question, if you don't understand, I want you to ask right then. Don't stop. Just let me go forward, because I understand it, most of it. I'm not perfect, and I'm not a whiz at the Word of God. But mostly the Holy Spirit will give it to me and he'll give it to you too. But if you don't understand it, just say something, or what is this for, and why is this, or whatever. That's, we got to start doing it like that, because that's the way, only way you're going to learn and understand something. You ask questions. Now, I'm going to get the ones that don't have prayer shawls, like Q and Ray, Prophetess Ray and Minister Q. I'm going to get y'all prayer shawls. I'm going to get Lily a prayer shawl. I'm going to wait for about a month and make sure she in with it. And in that word, I'm going to want to give her a prayer shawl. I shouldn't even wait, because God is calling. God is calling. He wants Lily and Dante to get with it. They got children to raise, and we want them to get to do what they need to do, get before God. So when I come there 4 or 5 times a year or even more, I'm just saying that because I don't know all what God wants me to do and how he wants me to do it. So, y'all forgive me because I'm drinking Theraflu, and I hope I don't say the wrong thing drinking this stuff, but I want to be able to a minister like I'm supposed to, and I want and we gonna start inviting people to the line that need prayer, that need teaching, that want to learn, and we just got to stay before God. We got to stay. This ain't nothing but a test, and the test from God is a testimony for you. So when God bring us out this thing, we're going to have such a testimony for people. We're going to have testimony. Man can't test us like God can. Man heal us, but God can. Man can't save us, but God can. Man can't give us a test to have a testimony, because the only way you're going to have a testimony if God brings you out. So we're going to just thank and praise God on today for what it is. We're not going to worry about it. I'm going to be on here for about a half an hour flat. We're not going to stay on the whole hour today, because in the evening time you start feeling real rough. I've been feeling real rough, but let me tell you something. I know God is a healer. I'm not worried about this body. This body going to do what I tell it to do. You know, this flesh going to do what I tell it to do. It, I ain't going to do what it telling me to do, because the flesh going to tell you to lay down and be sick. I'm not. I don't care how bad my back hurt. I don't care how bad my head hurt. And believe me, my bones aching. My back hurt and my head hurt, but the devil is a lie. The devil is a lie. I was going to call off today, but I was talking with Prophetess Mimi, and when I tell you, she was saying, Mama, we need prayer. And I know, because I need prayer. But, honey, let me tell you something. God is a healer, and I thank God every day. But I'm just, you know, we so close to the beginning of the year, I thought I may just tell you some of the things that we're going to be doing the beginning of the year. And I want everybody to be excited. It's going to be a whole different ball game. It's going to be different. It's going to be different because the Holy Spirit is in us. We've been so quiet for so long. I usually don't be quiet this long. But God is getting me ready for what we're about to go into. And then we're going to have some other things that we want to do, even with our children. I think we're going to have them on one night. He got some things going on. And I was looking at some books the other day that tells a story, the story that's in the Bible for children so they can understand. I'm about all of them, even though some of them got Bibles, they can read to the little ones so they can understand this is what's going on. And the ones that can't understand, we won't worry about them. But the ones that can understand, we want them to understand, because they don't always just understand what we talking about. But if the book, the children book, the kids or children books make it simpler for them to understand and they can see the picture and know what's going on, it's going to help them. I looked at some books about 3 days ago when I went out. So if we want to get them involved. We want to get them involved. We want them to have a Bible class. We want them to have a prayer meeting. You know, they to learn how to pray, even though the parents are doing a blessed job in showing and teaching them how to pray. Just like when Man did the welcome, all of that was good. All of that was a blessing. It was just a blessing. And we just thank God for that. We thank God for it. So, and it's some more things the Lord's going to have me, and it's going to be some more people connecting. I know that because God has told me already. He said, start inviting, because we got three ministries, the End Time Ministry, the War, Life Support Outreach Ministry, and the Prayer Room Ministry. Sometime I'm going to go live on the Prayer Room Ministry. Sometime I stop doing it because so many witches be chanting against me when I'm praying. But I ain't scared of them. I'm not afraid of not one of them because I bind them up and honey, they'll be showing up. I don't care. But I'm going to start going live just praying for about a half an hour and rebuking the enemy and binding the enemy up. And then on some days, on some evenings, you know, with these are things that God wants us to do. And we got to be bold and go forward. We got to be bold and go forth, and that's what God wants us to do. And then we want to be able to teach and preach like God called us to do. Give a word. You know, when God put a word in your heart, it's there. You got to let it go. You can't hold on to it. You got to let it go. So, and then I want to teach, too, on fasting, how fasting benefits you and stuff like that. I want to teach on that. And anything that you want from God, you got to sincerely want it. Just like speaking and praying in tongues, which I forgot all about when y'all was here. We want to get that. We want God to bless us in that. And I know it is once I get there. When we go through, once we go through a lot of things, this is going to happen. I'm not about that. But, yeah, these are some of the things that's going to happen in the beginning of the year. We're going to have people teaching and preaching twice a month. I'm a priest twice, and somebody's going to preach or teach on Sunday. If you're going to preach, it's 15 to 20 minutes. If you're going to teach, talk about something, it's going to be a half hour. But we got to start doing this. I got to start building your confidence in the Lord doing this. When somebody calls on you, you know, like Prophet Sadler was saying, you have to pray about it and then go forth. Let God open doors for you, but you got to always be ready. Got to always be ready. So, and the way you're going to be ready is that I get you ready. This going to, and God get you ready. This going to start in January. We're going to have 3 days. We're going to have two days of Bible study. We're going to have a day for prayer, and we're going to have our Sunday. So that's going to be 4 days a week. And then on some Saturday, sometime we're going to have the children Bible class. And we're going to pray with them like that. We're going to get the children involved and get them together. And even if they have a question in the Bible, they want to know about Bible study, we want them to come forward. And I'm going to invite other people. And I want each one of you all to invite somebody that's not, you know, connected where they can't participate, because we're looking for participation. And I know everybody got other churches and stuff like that. When they go back, I understand. But this right here, church is not going to teach you what this ministry going to teach you. We got life support, we got the prayer room, and we got the entire men and women of war. So I just really came on tonight just for a few minutes. I'm not going to stay on long, but I'm going to be off in 15 minutes. I was just coming on here to stay a half hour. I was going to stay an hour, but I've been drinking on this Theraflu, and it's not going to let me stay a whole hour. I'm just telling y'all that now, and I feel better since I drank some of it, but I ain't worried about that. So is there any questions? Do you have any comments on that? We just know that things are going to get really started, and I mean really started, starting second. I don't even know what date that is, but it's going to get really started then. Mm-hmm. Let me see. What's wrong? Yeah, January 2nd, we're going to start fresh on January the 4th. We'll start fresh on that. So, and I want Lily and Devontae to jump right on in. And, you know, whoever else, we're going to get them right on in there and get started. And the ones, like I said, that don't have prayer shawls, you will have prayer shawls. You will have them. Because that's what you need. You need to learn how to pray with your prayer shawl. That's what you need. And I'm going to pray over them like I did Mimi's. And I want you all to stand before the Lord. So, and like I say, we're going to have Bible class. And it's not going to be like it's been being like this right here. I want this silent stuff. You can't learn none if you don't ask questions. We got to ask questions. If you don't have any, if you know it, it's good. But if you know it, ain't no use to have a Bible class if you just going to listen to me talk and you don't understand it. You got to ask questions. What does this mean? Why is they doing that? What's going on? You got to understand this stuff so when it's your time to say something, when it's your time to teach or preach, you're going to know what you're talking about. And if somebody come to you and asks you, you're going to know what you're talking about. That's all I'm saying. Amen? All right.
Amen. Amen.
I just want you all to just get ready. I know we all going through some, but honey, let me tell you something. We're gonna be all testifying, laughing about it after a while, and all this kind of stuff. This ain't nothing but a testimony. It's a test, but it's gonna be a testimony in the end. So I'm thanking God every day for each one of y'all, and I know this family is covered from the floor, from the top to the floor, from the head to the floor. It's covered under the blood. God ain't going to let nothing happen to us, not one thing. So, I want you all to stay encouraged. Stay encouraged. Mm-hmm. Just stay encouraged. God is good. And the things that he allows, we don't always understand. We don't always understand. And some things ain't for us to understand. But believe me, it's for our best. God won't do nothing that we can't bear. He won't put nothing on us that we can't bear. You know, because I was really complaining the other day, and I had to be reminded by Sister Prophet, Sister McKinney over there, and she was saying, Mama, God ain't gonna put you, because, son, I was complaining. I was like, I can't pick nail loving feet up and leg up. I'm too little. But God told me this something today. He said, to whom much is given, much is required. I don't care how old I am. I don't care how many bones hurt, how my back hurt, whatever. God ain't gonna put no more on me than I can bear. And he said, To whom much is given, he's given me much. He's requiring much of me. So shut my mouth up and bend over and pick them legs up and be happy and be thankful that you can help somebody. And that's what I am. So I'm so grateful today. Is there any prayer requests? I know we all need prayer. Any prayer requests?
Amen. Amen, Apostle. I would like a special prayer request for our family, that God has his way in our lives, and a prayer for divine healing and protection.
Amen. Praise God. As you were saying that, I heard the Lord say it. It's going to be a tighter knit. It's going to be a closer family for this family. It's going to be a closer walk for this family. When you were saying that, that's what I heard. God is going to bring families so close together that one won't be able to fall for another. We're going to be the family we're supposed to be in God's eyesight. So I thank and praise God for that. I thank God for that. And we want to pray for every sick and every shut in. We want to pray for everyone that's in hospitals and going through this stuff. We want to pray for those that, we want to pray for Celestine's friend, because he fell asleep driving yesterday on the highway and had an accident. We want to pray for him. I haven't even talked to her yet, but we want to pray for him. And we want to pray for Apostle Dean. I talked to him a little while ago. I woke him up. I'm going to take you to the hospital. And he woke all the way up and got up. So maybe that's all I needed to say, but he's back in the bed now. But at least he did get up.
I would like special prayer for those that is sick, but mm-hmm. don't have the money to get the medicine, or they can, you know, fix their own self up. The needy.
Mm-hmm. Right. Amen. Anybody else? Amen.
Yes. Amen. I would also like special prayer for my family, the McKinney family. I would also like special prayer for stability. And this is for every household that need to be stable. I think that with what's going on, everybody is everywhere. So they don't know what to do.
Amen.
And they're doing what
they
think they know how to do. And they doing things that maybe, you get what I'm saying, not of God, or things that may just seem right at the time. So I just want to ask prayer on tonight for those who just need a peace of mind. So much is going on, you know what I'm saying, and a lot of people right now don't have family. And again, family is the key when you're going through something. I just thank God, whatever it is that people go through, you know, I just ask that, you know, God place someone in their life that can actually go through it with them, because it means so much to others when people go through it with you. You know what I'm saying? It ain't nothing like having family.
That's
somebody.
Right.
It doesn't necessarily have to be family, you know, because
that's right.
I just thank God that all of our things that I have been going through, that I also have a family that I can confide in, a family that can pray me through, can walk through with me, and see me through, help me. You know, because people, they don't have family. So I've heard a couple of testimonies today where people didn't have family. And it's sad because family is the key, you know, And mm-hmm. I just want to ask prayer for continuing on my family, and I'm talking mm-hmm. about my entire family, that we do become closer because they are the strength. You get what I'm saying? One or two of us, it's okay. But, boy, when you add so many of us, it could be a heck of a punch. You mm-hmm. get what I'm saying?
Amen.
So I just God for just family. If somebody would let me call, she's feeling a whole lot better. So I just thank God for that, for the many prayers.
Amen.
I just thank you all for just praying
Amen.
And continue to pray for me and my family. And you all have a blessed night.
Amen. Amen. And praise the Lord. You're absolutely right. Family. And that's what the Lord was saying when Prophet Salah was talking. I heard the Lord say that the family going to be closer. I mean, we all came together. We all came together as one. We all got this thing together as one. I'm just telling you, family, and then we are all supporting one another as one. This how we supposed to be. I don't care what it is. We praying for each other. We covering each other. We asking God to bless each other. You know, this how it's supposed to be. This how it's supposed to be. I'm telling you. And I thank and praise God on today for that. I think it's an answer to my prayers. It's an answer to my prayers. I don't care about what people think. I don't care that we got together and weren't supposed to. Evidently, we were supposed to, because it's a blessing that come out of us, come together in this COVID. See, people ain't had nothing bad to say, but people dying from COVID. But, honey, COVID brought us together, and COVID got us supporting each other and loving each other and helping each other. God is blessing through COVID. I'm just telling you. And not
Amen.
Just that it's killing people, but it's a blessing. God can do anything he want to do, anything. And I just thank and praise God for that. And we want every one of our family members, we want to stay close. We want to pray for one another. We want to love one another. If one needs some help, the other one better be trying to run to him. I don't care what it is. That's how we supposed to do. That's how we supposed to be. We supposed to have each other back. We supposed to talk to each other. I was saying yesterday, when I was thinking about just the pity party that I have sometimes, I be saying, Lord, I wish I had a sister that I could just talk to. I wish I had a sister that I could just go to and talk. Just I ain't talking about all this holy stuff all the time. You see what I'm saying? I'm just talking about just to let my hair down and say, well, you know what? I'm just tired of this. And this business, it's hard to find. But I know I can talk to the Holy Ghost. Believe me, I do. And I talk to him all the time because I don't have nobody like that. I don't want to tell my children everything and how I feel because I don't want to put a bad burden on you all. But I just thank and praise God today. Is there anybody else or any? Before I start praying, it won't be a long prayer, but it's going to be for us. Amen. Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace on tonight, Father, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come today, Father, just confessing and repenting and asking you to forgive us and cleanse us through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Lord, we come now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, just bowing before your throne, God. We bowing in our heart before your throne, God. We just standing before you, God, asking you to search our hearts, our minds, and our spirit. If there is anything, Lord, in there that should not be, Lord, and we ask you to forgive us right now and to remove it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Anything, God, any negative thing, Lord, anything, God, we ask you to search our hearts and remove it, God. We don't want nothing standing between you and us. We want to be able to come to you for anything, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to remove it now. Lord, we're holding up holy hands before you today. We just thank you right now, God. We give you praise right now, God. And we glorify your name right now, God. And we lift your name up today, God. And we just thank you for waking us up this morning. And we thank you for starting us on our way this morning. And thank you, Lord, and for us to live, move, and have our being in you, God. We thank you today, God. We thank you for covering us in the blood of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, we know that you are a healer, God. And we know that you are a healer, Lord, and you are our healer, Lord. And in the name of Jesus, we can't depend on nobody else. And we can only depend on you, Lord. And you are our healer, God. And you are our healer, Lord. And we thank you right now, God, and that you're Jehovah Rapha, Lord. And you are our healer, Lord, and in the name of Jesus. And we thank you right now, God, and in the name of Jesus. And ain't nothing you can't do. You can do anything that you want to do, God. And we give you praise, and we give you glory in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we want to stand in the gap today. We want to stand in the gap today, Lord, and we want to pray for those that don't have nothing, and they can't go out and buy aspirin and things for a flu or a cold or for COVID, Lord. And in the name of Jesus, those that can't go take the test, Lord, and don't have a way, God. And in the name of Jesus, we want to pray, Lord, and that you cover them and heal them. And those, Lord, that don't even know they have COVID, in the name of Jesus, those that's too holy and think that they can't have them, Lord, I pray for them too, Lord, and in the name of Jesus, those that's sick and shedding, God, and Lord, we lift them up to you today, in the name of Jesus, and Lord, we ask you right now to have mercy on those in behind prison walls that just full of COVID people, Lord, and we ask you to have mercy and heal them today, Lord, and in the name of Jesus, and we ask you, Lord, to look down and have mercy on those in penal institutions, those in ICU units, Lord, and those on respirators, God, and all over the earth, Lord, and all over the land and country, God, and men, women, boys, and girls, Lord, and that's on this stuff, on this COVID stuff, God, and I know you can do anything but fail. I'm asking you to touch every one of them, Lord, and in the name of Jesus, let them know, God, that you have them in the palm of your hand. You got the whole world in your hand, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we want to stand in the gap right now, God, in the name of Jesus, for anybody, God, that don't have food, don't have shelter, don't have clothes, and we standing in the gap for them today, Lord, and in the name of Jesus, Lord, they need you right now, God, and in the name of Jesus, they need you, Lord, and they can't make it without you, Lord, and those that's feeling weak, Lord, and I ask you right now, Lord, to be their leaning post, God, let them lean on you today, Lord, and in the name of Jesus, and those that need a shepherd, Lord, and be you our shepherd, Jesus, and the Lord is our shepherd, and we shall not want him. In the name of Jesus, and we calling on the Lord God Almighty, El Shaddai, in the name of Jesus, we calling on our Father today, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Lord, we calling on you today, the Most High God, El Yon, the Most High God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Elohim, our creator, the God that created everything, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you right now for being Jehovah Jireh, our provider God, Jehovah Nissa, our banner Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Thank you right now, God. Thank you right now, God. We just thank you today. In the name of Jesus, Lord, those babies in the neonatal intensive care unit, God, those that have tubes everywhere, Lord, those that's on respirators, God. Lord, I know all you got to do is walk. All you got to do is walk down the aisle, Lord. Get up a city the indoor in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, God. And I know right now you can stop this COVID whenever you want to stop it, God. In the name of Jesus, you can send a north wind or a south wind or an east wind or a west wind and shift that COVID on out of the picture, God, whenever you get ready. But we know that you are our Redeemer. We know that you are our Redeemer liveth, and we depending on you, God, because if we didn't have it, we wouldn't even depend on you. We think man can do everything, but man can't do nothing unless you allow it, God, in the name of Jesus. I just thank you tonight, Lord. I thank you tonight, God. I pray for every family. I pray for the Morton family. I pray for the McKinney family. I pray for the Sattler family. I pray for each one of my grandchildren and great grand and all of them, God. In the name of Jesus, I pray for the Harris family. I pray for Brother Harold tonight and his family. I pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and I pray for the bereaved family. I pray for Apostle Dean in the loss of his daughter, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you right now, God, to comfort him on tonight. Heal his body tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, give him strength, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I know that you can do it. I know that you can do it. This is be tomorrow, be the eighth day, God. It's a new beginning. I'm asking you to pull him out that bed on tomorrow, on the eighth day. I'm counting on you, God, and do it for me, Lord. He's weak and he can't move. But I'm asking you right now, God, to pull him out that bed and give him strength, God, and let him move by your spirit, God, and in the name of Jesus. You all are the hope I got. You all that I have, but you all that I need, Lord, and in the name of Jesus, I pray for every member of the entire men and women of war. I pray for every member of the prayer room ministry. And I pray for every member of life support outreach ministry. And I pray for you tonight. And I pray for Joshua Shake in the name of Jesus. And I pray that you touch it from the top of her head to the soles of her feet right now. Touch right now, God. And touch right now, God. And touch right now, God. And in the name of Jesus. You know who she is, Lord, and in the name of Jesus, Lord, I just thank you. We all have so many relatives. We have our families, God. We have our siblings, God, and we have our cousins, God, our families, our mothers and fathers, Lord. And, Lord, we ask you to keep them all covered, Lord, and in the name of Jesus, of every bereaved family, and, oh, Lord, and all these bereaved families, Lord, and just have mercy tonight and just show them comfort, Lord, and send a comforter to them, Lord, and let them be a companion for them, Lord, and in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you. I thank you. I just thank you on tonight. I thank you on tonight. I give you praise on tonight. We give you praise, God, and thank you, Lord, and we bless your holy name on tonight, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we give you all the praise. And the ones that I forgot, Lord, bless our enemies. Bless those that try to despise and misuse. Bless those that say all men are evil against us, Lord. We ask you to forgive them, Lord, because we already have. And we ask you to bless them with the blessing that they stand in need of, Lord. And in the name, just have mercy on those that try to talk about us behind their back, behind our backs. In the name, saying things to other people about us, God, that's not true. In the name of Jesus, Father, I ask you to bless them now. In the name of Jesus, those that thinking negative toward us, those that doing chanting toward us, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you to forgive them today. Forgive them, Lord, and forgive them right now, God, in the name of Jesus, and bless them now, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to just bless and forgive them. And anyone that we forgot to pray for, the Dixon family, the McLean family, all of the relatives that we have, Lord, you know who just who they are. Bless tonight. Cover tonight. But, Father, we ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. Now, I just thank and praise God. I was supposed to be on here about a half hour today. And the third flu been helping me really good, and I thank and praise God for it. But I want you all to just stay encouraged. Just stay encouraged. Because if God will heal me, he'll heal you. If he'll heal you, he'll heal me. I thank and praise God for it on tonight. I believe and trust God. I believe and trust him. And we're going to keep on standing in the gap for people. We're going to keep on bridging and connecting for people. Standing in the gap, being an intercessor, praying for people all over the earth, all over the country, in different states. We don't know what everybody going through, but we know that everybody going through something. Ain't nobody just don't have nothing that they going through. And every test that God sent us through is for a testimony. Some people hold those testimonies. That's why I have testimony service. That's why. Because we go through so much, but we never have a testimony. So then we don't pass them tests because we don't have a testimony. I've been too good for us not to have a testimony when it's time to testify. So I thank and praise God for each one of you all that's under the sound of my voice. I'm not going to hold you. If I could stay on longer, I would, but I absolutely don't need to stay on no longer than this. We're going to come right back here on Thursday at the same time, and by that time, maybe the Lord, I've been got better by the grace of God. And like I said, in January, we're going to start a whole lot of new things. We're going to be on 4 days a week. And it's a whole lot of new things going to be coming on. And we're going to have like Saturday sometime for the children's Bible class and study in prayer time. We're going to be doing more and more. And so, like I said, I want you to start inviting more people. We're going to be doing more things, and I will too. God already let me know that it will be more people joining, and we're going to have to stay before the Lord, stay before God. So I thank and praise God for each one of y'all. I just know your heart. I know what you're going through. I'm praying that God bless you and keep you. So we're going to get ready to close out. May the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. You all have a blessed night, and we'll see you right back here on Thursday at the same time. God bless you. Be praying for each other, and most of all, pray for Apostle Dean and myself. God bless you. Have a good night.
God bless.